Blog Talk Radio.
Taco Bell's Quesalupa is back with its cheese-stuffed shell. Woo! But there's nothing worse than overhype.
Here it is.
So we'll skip the speeches and the influencers.
Hello?
Cut the fanfare.
Oh, man.
And the pyro. Oh,
man.
So don't hold on to your seats. We're just here to tell you. The Quesalupa's cheese-stuffed shell is back. And we think you'll like it.
Hey, huddle up. It is your sports broadcast major, Gear Gibson, calling live from Lagos, Nigeria. It's the Huddle Sports Nation. If you have a poignant point or you just want to chime in on what we're talking about, please call in 516-453-9133-pound 1 to join the conversation. How you guys doing out there? Like I said, kind of calmed down from last week's rant I was on. I mean, I still agree with what I said. Season is upon us, and I'm like torn. I'm really torn. I want to sit this out, but it's like I can't sit it out. I feel like a nut. But I'm human, too, and I'm a football guy. We get into some other situations. I want to start out with the rest in peace to DMX. Guy was an awesome artist, period, and I never had a chance to meet him. But from all walks of life, they say he was even a better person, and my condolences goes out to him and his family. Yeah, it's getting closer to that time. I got to make a decision. Am I going to sit it out or stick it out?
Now, you know you can't sit it out. I mean, I know you. I know last week. See, I let you rant last week and have, you know, get your rocks off and all that. But, you know, you got a half-inch quarterback out there in Los Angeles, man. You know, you got to support him, man.
Yeah. I don't think I can sit it out, brother.
Good.
I don't think I can.
Good. I mean, like last week, what you said a lot. You said a lot last week. You know, it's almost like going back to the old Huddle Sports Nation format. I'll come on with, you know, the great Carl Thomas, you know, who started this Huddle Sports Nation, and Derek has took it on the reins and done a great job with that. You know, I agreed with a lot of what Coach said last week. If the National Football League Union, which is almost like, you know, I hate to say it, like 64% African-American, if they were to sit out the season and say, no, we're going to listen to our grievances. You look what happens with Deshaun Watson, what's happening is, like Coach always says, egregious. This man hasn't raped anybody. And one woman has come to the point where now it's coming to the point where it was consensual. And now if this man rapes you, then why don't you say your name in court? Who wouldn't say, look, I'm Dottie Thompson, and this man put his hands on me in an inappropriate way? No one wants to come forward? That's when it becomes, you know, kind of questionable. So I got what he said last week with that. Two, you have a man by the name of Colin Kaepernick, and all he did was just kneel down and say, hey, you know, I respect the anthem, but I'm kneeling down for the people that have been hurt and killed by police officers. And then they blackball him from a league.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things wrong with sports. It's always been something wrong. It's the same thing, Coach, going back to 1968, our brothers John Carlos and Thomas Smith. You know, when they put the black glove on and say, hey, man, yeah, we just won a medal, but things are not right at home. I can't still eat at a lunch counter. I still can't go to the school of my choice. And furthermore, I can't live where I want to live.
Mm-mm.
It's the same thing going on, guys. Like, we're talking about 1968. And a lot of people, going back to that coach with George Foreman, right? And a lot of black people were mad at George Foreman because he held up the flag. You know, he said, I'm not going to be with this. You know, during that time, O.J. Simpson said, hey, I'm an athlete. I don't get involved. You know, right now, because Arlenthal had a big contract with Chevrolet, and he was not going to ruin that contract. Said, hey, you know, I can agree with what the brothers are doing. They're trying to make it better, but I can't be part of that. I'm not still a rights leader. I'm a football player. So a lot of people are distancing themselves. I remember how Ray Lewis distanced himself. And I still have a lot of respect for Ray Lewis. But however, he distanced himself from that situation. He didn't take a knee because, you know, fame and fortune. I live in this beautiful house with the pool by the lake. I'm happy how I live, and I'm not going to put myself in a situation. So there's a lot of people who are champions, like Marshawn Lynch, who helps the community in Oakland, California, where he's from. You know, there's a lot of people that do good for their communities. Ryan Westbrook and Troy Vincent, who are entrepreneurs in contracting. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to see people use the money that they, you know, earned, you know, during their career. But I got something for you. And we're going to keep it sports, okay, until, you know, we get fired up or somebody's going to call in and bring up a comment. I think what Juju Schuster did was downright stupid.
Yes.
He took less money to stay with the Pittsburgh Steelers when he could have played – with the Kansas City Chiefs, who are the AFC champions, and Pat paid more. I want to know what type of water is in Pittsburgh. I really want to know. What type of water is he drinking? Go ahead, Coach. Talk about it.
All right. Well, I think the problem with Juju Smith-Schuster is I don't know what that was about. But I do know one thing. I don't know what's wrong with this guy. From the TikTok videos to this, is something. He has some screws loose. Because They're not going to show you no loyalty over there, Juju. And you're not, you're a glorified one. You're not even a one. You really, you'd have been smart to go over there. You'd have, oh my God. Him over there.
He could have had a chance to be a Hall of Famer. Because remember now, you're looking at the situation, right? You're looking at that type of situation. You're the two behind Tyreek Hill. That's right, guys. This is a sports show, okay? This is a sports show. Don't get it twisted. I mean, you know, Coach and I and Coach get down with it. You could have had, you're already pretty good. How many people are open in Kansas City? How many people are open in Kansas City? Well, you got that guy Mahomes, who I said is the greatest quarterback in a while, and I also said 2 weeks ago, you know, on our show, I said that I'm hoping that he don't go through that jinx in his mind saying that, wow, the way he lost, even though he was hurt, he hobbled around, he, you know, that showed a lot of moxie and courage. But if his mind right, we're going to see this year. If his mind is right to be the quarterback that he can be, and he has the opportunity, my brother, to be the greatest quarterback of all time in NFL history. He has that. But, you know, we'll see. Championships. Remember now, you know, even Brady lost. So, you know, we call Brady to go. Like, even Brady lost three championships. You know what I mean? So, and all three were to the NFC East. Two to New York.
Yeah.
And one to Philadelphia. So, you look at that type of legendary performances with even Tom Brady having the pill in his hand for the last throw Hail Mary against the Eagles that could have been caught by New England. And then we could be talking about Philadelphia Eagles still not winning a championship. That's how close, that's how great Tom Brady was. That ball, Coach, got into the end zone. The ball was in the end zone. And it dropped on the ground. And once it dropped, it's over. I just show you the type of city, you know, the city of Philadelphia, man. Still, you know, to all the Eagles fans out there, man, hey, man, that 17th year, and it's kind of funny, you know, I'm born on the 17th day, and I'm 7th is prevalent in my life, and I'm not an Eagles fan, but I was real proud of that. It's funny how they've been winning 2017. I always thought about it, like, wow, that's kind of crazy, right? So, you know, still, man, great win by you guys, man, because y'all beat the best to be the best. Y'all are Ric Flair. You got to beat the best to be the best. And that year, they beat the New England Patriots, man. You know, any thoughts on oh, also, by the way, I got to ask you a question. You know, even you know, I'm in the studio and my dog's acting crazy, but it's okay because it's all family. How did you feel about this situation going on in Las Vegas? To build that, now, you know, you were right, and I'm going to tell you, brother, you were right about LaMarcus Joyner. You know, like I said, you know, this is a new day. You know, we love each other. You know, I still think you're the greatest hater of all time, but I got to give you props. How do you feel about them re-signing the person they shouldn't have let go in the first place? Hitman himself, who had the most tackles. He was voted the best Brown last year by his teammates, Carl Joseph. Your thoughts on that?
I don't know, man. Like I told you, man, I'm a little worried about y'all, man. I mean, because this guy, I mean, Mike Mayock don't know everything he think he know, and Gruden, it's the game's not passing by, but just catch it up. Now, Gruden's doing a hell of a job as a coach, but I don't know about Mike Mayock, man. We're going to see this draft. I don't know.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to go there. First of all, I like what you're saying because you're being transparent and being honest. Okay, I got it. Remember that Jonathan Abram trying to play the right way, right? Remember that? We talked about that. Like, man, what type of crazy crap? He hit the guy with his shoulder, but he played so hard that he hit him in the shoulder, knocked the guy out, and tore his rotator cuff. Now, imagine this, if Hitman and Johnny A was in that safety position for the Raiders in that year. You got two of the hardest hitting safeties in the league back together again, man. You know, now I'm going to say something to you. And I like what you said, so you worried. Don't be worried if, and I know this is a pipe dream and all that. And we're going to call it in a minute. If, and I say if very, very deeply, if we're able to get Micah Parsons from Penn State, everything changes, bro.
Yeah, a lot of things change, huh? This guy's game changer. I'm telling you that right now.
You know, that's all we need, man. that linebacker that gets in there, that rookie linebacker, like reminds you of Luke Kuechly and Ray Lewis, and say, you know what, I'm the best player on this defense. Y'all listen to me. You only come once in a generation, bro. Lawrence Taylor was that type of linebacker too, bro. I'm the best player on this team. Y'all listen to me.
D lineman and O lineman and lineman is what Chris Stapleton.
Uh-huh.
And if you're smart,
no,
you get this kid because he's a game changer.
That's what we need, man. That's all we need. We need a rookie captain on our team, bro. Max Crosby is one of the best D linemen in the league. He was a fourth rounder. Cleveland Farrell played good enough, but not good enough as a first round draft pick. Okay, let's keep that straight and forward. He's growing, and he came out of school a little early. Okay, but long as Cleveland learns the position, he'll be fine. But I'm gonna tell you what I'm proud about, man. Willie Snead, you know, a person that catches touchdowns, had more touchdowns than Nelson Aguilar last year. We just let Nelson go. Okay, Ruggs is gonna be our number one. We know that's gonna happen, right? We added Kenyon Drake, bruh, with Josh Jacobs.
That was great.
You know, the bang, right? Now, we have the third best tight end in football behind Kittle, a man by the name of Darren Waller. You want to talk about that tonight?
No. Waller might be one.
Wow, did you say that?
Yeah, I'm sold on this kid. I watched that, and it's crazy. They was playing y'all games today on NFL Network. Yo,
right.
This dude's a game changer. He just don't get the notoriety yet. But I don't know about his block.
He blocks too, bro. He blocks too. But he's just a Kellen Winslow, bro.
Yo, his running back team. Oh my God, this dude, man, gets open like it's nothing.
Are you ready for this? Let's go to Miami right now, and then we'll take our first caller. Let's go to the Miami Dolphins, man, at number six. Let me tell you something about if they get Kyle Pitts from Florida.
Oh,
my God. You got Devontae Parker. You just got William Fuller, who's a good two. And you add that guy? Are you serious? That offense, it's on Tua. It's on him, man. You know, and we'll see if he's a bum or not. We'll see if he's a real bum. We'll see if Jalen Hurts was actually better than him. Well, did I say that on the air? Okay, you know what? I'm going to take the first caller. I'm going to take this first caller. And, caller, you're on the line right now with, you know, D. Gibb and your boy Olasky right here on the Dynasty. This is the Huddle Sports Nation. Hey, Coach, this feel like this. This feels like the Huddle all over again, don't it, man? It's like an old school huddle right now. I'm loving this. Call
yeah. Hey. Call
Hello, up. Boys.
Hey.
What's up, that's my girl from Jersey. What's up?
The Jersey Dipole.
How are you guys?
Good to hear from a Hall of Famer. And you hear from a Hall of Famer broadcaster? Outstanding.
Yeah.
I just love saying hello to you.
Yeah, hey. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, baby. How you doing?
Now, Jerry, I know you into a lot of things, man. I mean, what's your favorite? Are you a sports fan? What's your favorite sport?
Oh, you know, I pretend I am when I call in because I love, you know, the Huddle Sports Nation. All right, so, you know, I grew up, of course, around sports with Italian family, New Yorkers, the Mets, the Giants, the Yankees, of course. You know, did I really follow? No. You know what I mean? But I told the stories that my grandson actually played with LeBron's kids in LeBron's home on his court. My grandson Christian, he's a basketball player. I told you that my daughter's brother now is in was a coach and then, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Seattle.
Seattle. There, you remember? So I told you all that stuff. So I've been around it my whole life. But guess who
what's
spoke
your favorite
to today,
team?
Guys?
Okay, we have a good one.
You know what? I will get yelled at by my brother if I don't say his, by my grandson if I don't say his, by my daughter if I don't say hers, okay? I mean, like, okay, so my grandson, you know, now loves the Seahawks because of his uncle. Okay?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Of course. So now I have to say Seahawks, okay?
All right, there you go. And we said it. She said it on Huddle Sports Nation. Now she got some news for you, Coach. Pray tell, Jersey Jewel.
Guess who I spoke to today?
Who's that?
Are you ready, baby? Are you sitting down?
I am.
Okay. Do you know who Chuck Wepner is?
I do.
I spoke to him today.
Is that right?
Is that cool? Is that cool or what?
Wow.
The man that knocked down, gave a flash knocked down Muhammad Ali. Wow.
Okay. And sued Rocky. So I'm going to be interviewing him.
Now, I don't like him already, man. Don't be suing. You can't be suing Sylvester Stallone. I don't like that. He's a fellow cancer, so I don't like that.
I love Rocky. What are you kidding me? But
I'm suing him.
Well, he already did years ago, and they settled out of court. Everything's good because, believe it or not, his script, and this is all out there, so I'm not saying anything that's not out there. His script was based on that fight with Wepner.
Wow.
That's right.
Isn't that cool?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, Apollo Creed versus Bob Bowen.
Okay. And guess who else I might be interviewing? Sylvester's brother, Frank Stallone. Just had to throw that in.
Whoa. Wait a minute. You know what? Wait a minute. Now, I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to let Jerry go ahead and get the other calls. But if you get Frank, you might get Sly.
Well, listen, if I get Frank, I better at least get a hello from him. Okay? You got that?
You better believe it.
Yeah.
You better believe it.
I love you guys.
O&E Dynasty is fantastic. The International Internet Radio Broadcasting Enshrinee for the class of 2019. The fraud from New York. I'm sorry. The Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito.
Love you guys.
Love you too,
Jerry. Thanks for the call.
All right. We got another call on the line right now. And he loves Coach Derek Gibson. Derek Gibson, is a genius. He says he's a genius.
How's it going?
This must be Mr. Automatic Charismatic that loves those Dallas Cowboys, even though he grew up in the DMV and should be a Redskin fan.
Hell no. God, don't insult me like that. Please. You grew up in Philadelphia. You're Oakland Raiders fan. I mean,
no, hold on. I didn't grow up in Philadelphia. I live in Philadelphia. I grew up in California. And I was an L.A. Raiders fan. But get it right now. You tell it right. And we don't play in Oakland. We play in Las Vegas. So you trying to be funny. Okay.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what, though? I thought last night I was pumped. We know, trying to get pumped by Will of God. Now here come all that charismatic talking. I ain't going to go there. But go ahead.
I heard Kyle Pitt. And I'm going to say it like this. As much as I'm hunting Dallas to get a corner in the first round.
Right.
If Kyle Pitt is there at the 10th, you don't pass on him.
He ain't going to be there.
You get a corner if
he's not going to be there. So you're not getting him. Dallas ain't getting him. Y'all, listen. No, y'all need. I'm going to tell you who you need. You need Patrick Surtain, sir. That dynamite cornerback. That's what y'all need, man. That's all y'all need.
Y'all don't need no more offense.
I would say,
I
know what that remind me of. That remind me of. That'll be like Randy Moss all over again. And when the Kyle Pitts play us, he's going to destroy us. And that's what's going to happen.
Well, y'all don't play Miami this year. That's where he's going. Y'all don't play Miami this year, so it don't matter. That's where he's going, bro.
Kyle Pitts, I'm not saying that Kyle Pitts will be there. I said if Miami don't take Kyle Pitt and Kyle Pitt somehow, some way, flips in the Dallas arms, there ain't no way you're going to pass on him.
Okay, Coach, please talk to him, Coach. Please talk to this man here. Coach, please pronosticate, please, and listen to this guy.
He's not going past four, okay? So.
I hope people are so stupid that they pass.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute, Coach. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Larry. Now, Wait a minute, Larry.
I want people to pass on him like they did Randy Moss.
That's not what happened.
Well,
but did you hear Coach? Coach, you know you're full of crap, right?
All right,
let me tell you something. Atlanta's not taking him, bro. Atlanta's going to take a quarterback.
Yeah.
And
so
that quarterback is going to be Trey Lance. Trey Lance, who can sit behind Matt Ryan for 2 years and come on and be something. Because we all know basketball, hockey, football, baseball, whatever. Basketball, too. We'll talk about that in a minute. Those damn Brooklyn Nets can go to hell. Okay.
I think Cowboys should go, but if Kyle Pitts is there, go core in the second round.
We know if Kyle Pitts is there, you will take him. But me and Coach and I are trying to tell you, sir, that he's not going to be going to 10. It's not going to happen.
He's going to Miami
at number 6.
Jerry Jones will play around and move up. If this kid is kind of tight,
you're going to drop down?
Oh, God.
Y'all got enough offense. You don't need him.
Y'all
need some defense.
He will move
and
up
all the
and try to
snatch
him.
Y'all not getting Kyle Pitts, man. Y'all not getting Sertan. You don't care about winning. You don't want to win. You don't want to fight. You want that offense right now.
You need defense. You need defense. No, that's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie, Uptown. I mean, automatic. Got me calling you wrong name. Listen.
Y'all can't stop.
Listen. You need Patrick Surtain. That's who you need. You need a shutdown corner. Back there in that defense.
I'm talking about the best player. Ain't no way you pass okay.
We just told you.
That's the only way I would not take a quarterback. That's what I'm saying. I ain't saying.
I'm gonna ask you a question, Dallas fan. How is Mr. Dak Prescott? Shut up, Coach. Just shut your mouth, Coach. How is Dak Prescott? And then I'm gonna let Coach do his thing, and you know, as a prognosticator, how is Dak Prescott gonna come back off of that ankle injury?
He's already coming back. He's rehabbing real good. The latest.
Okay.
He's rehabbing real good.
Coach?
There are players that have came back stronger.
Okay.
Is Dak still whack?
No. I'm going to lay off the whack.
Stafford.
Oh, shoot. Here we go.
Do you know stats? I'm going to say it again. He hasn't thrown double-digit interceptions in 2006.
Did you hear what I said?
I hope Goofball have a better year than Stafford.
What, man? Please tell me you didn't just say that. Why would you say that? You know Jared Goff is a bum, and I'm gonna stand pat to that. Jared Goff is a bum. He is a bum, and he will always be a bum.
I want Jared Goff just because he left the Rams. I want him to be great with the Lions.
That's not going to happen.
For my own selfie.
He's just like many people.
Yes.
He can't read a defense, man. He can't read a defense. What are you talking about?
Matthew Stafford can't either. And Tom, I don't see him just do interceptions. Give the game away. You got Ronald McDonald. You know, you got Ronald McDonald on that team, too.
Here we go.
I'm going to step there right now. You need to stop disrespecting Aaron Donald, man.
Yeah.
No, he's one of the best defensive tackles of a generation, bro. Like,
Ronald McDonald, cheeseburger. I mean, Ronald McDonald.
You know what?
Yeah, Ronald McDonald, sometimes he could be, you know.
Hey, guess what? Ronald McDonald had 1.5 sacks on Whack Dak the first game of the season. So how bad is Ronald McDonald?
Okay. Ronald McDonald.
All right, we're going to bring on a caller. All right, right now, we'll bring on a caller. Caller number two. You got Mr. Automatic Charismatic, Olatsky, and the coach Derek Gibson. Hello, Sports Nation. Welcome. Uh-oh. Unmute yourself, 252.
Caller.
Okay. They didn't want to call in. That's, you know, they'll talk tonight. That's fine. Yeah, I mean, we'll put them back on, back on that in the club. But, you know, all the folks who want to call in tonight and talk about their favorite teams. I know I got one person out there that got a lot of mouth, and I think he just pressed 1. 516-453-9133, okay? Just press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by the boys, Looking Glass Entertainment. We got the Dallas Cowboys fan on here. We got the Rams fan, the Raiders fan. And I'm a real afraid to bring this person on, okay? We got a lot of mouth, and, you know, he's a second-rate DJ, but it's okay. Mr. Will Guy, what's up?
Yo, what's up? Did that fool just say I'm a second-rate DJ? What's wrong with you, man? You had some great big time with panties on it.
Listen, that's what the Huddle Sports Nation is about. We roast each other, man. I told you. Only Dimes is not for the week. But this is the Huddle Sports Nation, and I know you press one. Coach is on here. You know, the Automatic Cash Nose is on here.
Get right to it, Willie.
Listen.
What y'all Eagles going to do, Willie? I want to hear it.
Willie was at the chopper punch, and it seemed like the chopper punch used to cut off people's heads. So anybody want to keep calling me Willie, head chopped off. You know what I'm saying? Don't start choking now.
Willie Mays. So talk about your Eagles, bro.
You are the Mr.
Chant all around the world and radio. What about your Eagles this year? What they going to do, bro?
All right, listen, first of all, you know, I just tuned in, so I missed out a lot of stuff that y'all was talking about, but, you know, it's fun to hear people have brotherly love where we could talk and say anything we want.
Yes.
And people that's listening, you know, me and brother, we always go at it because, you know, we roll like that. I mean, he's still learning me. I'm still learning him. We really didn't go out and have fun with each other like we used to back in the day because, you know, I only caught him a couple times.
Oh, this whole COVID stuff, yeah.
We never got a chance to. We now got to really roll, roll.
This is my man.
Like that. And he from Compton. I'm from Philly. Figure that one out. But I'm just saying with the Eagles, right, what we do, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I know the city of Philadelphia cannot and will not be punked twice on national TV. Now, what we did last year was got punked. We got punked so bad that the coach thought if he'd be kissing up to the owner and shut his mouth and get rid of a quarterback that's going to try to destroy the world as of next year called Wentz.
Oh,
and I know
simple.
He is.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Now, I got to go there with Jalen Hurts, man. Listen, you got a diamond in the rough, man, with that guy. And then I'm talking about when it comes down to, you know, chip on the shoulder. Let me tell you what Jalen Hurts did. This man changed the game and said, I'm no longer number two. My number now is number one. I'm the man. And I'm going to show you guys how much listen now, wait a minute. He said, did you forget about me in Oklahoma? And I played the national championship? And I got a ring? How about that one, Will God? You got a national champion quarterback on your team, man, and they treat him like doo-doo. What's up with that, bro?
Well, the sad part is, and I'm trying to finish this out so I can get everybody a little illustration, because I was on WIP on Friday, and I actually won the winner. I won the winner of the week, and I'm like, damn, now I won the Weasel of the Week, now I won the winner of the week. You know,
right.
I'm like, can't wait to see what those gifts going to look like. But Angel loves me so much. He shows me so much love because he knows there's a lot of people that be hating on me, but he tells me.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a good dude.
The people on his network, they actually really want to, you know when I come on so they could take my conversation and hear what I got to say. So what I'm saying about Wentz is I love Wentz because he's the first white guy. You know, he might have did something. He might have did something at the first time when, some black person came up to him, wanted his autograph, and he probably said no. I don't know. But when a quarterback is about to come into the NFL and he brings him to his home, the receivers, he went up to his home to learn him so that he could learn them. The only problem was when Deshaun Jackson was alive and doing his thing, and then he got hurt. And other
he's still
got
alive,
hurt,
man.
Then
he's a ram now. He's still alive. He's still alive. He's still alive, bro. You're disrespectful, man. Hey, coach, he just said your new number two wide receiver is not alive. What you said with that?
Pay him no mind. He gonna see how alive he is.
I'm just saying, but if he is gonna wake up, you know what I mean? You know, his feet gonna make.
You said he was dead.
I'm just saying, because if you're not with the Eagles no more, I can't see you yet. You know what I'm saying? It's not.
That means you can't see Wentz, and you give him props.
Well, no, can I finish? I want to break this down, man. So with Wentz, what I'm trying to say about Wentz, Wentz has something that people don't understand. He has stability. He's 30.
Okay.
Anytime he got hit as much as he was by that many people, as hard as he was, and got broke the hell up by a person that came down low to say, we're going to take this fool out, and still come back and say, yo, man, I'm still here. He got that country funky Moco Medina. Like, he's like, yo, what's that boy named Tone Loke type thing? He all in the wild thing. You know what I mean? He got receivers now. He got running backs now. He's with, people that love him now, such as his coach. And if his coach allows him to get beat up, his coach is going to look like a fool. So the coach is going to back him up and say, look, if you don't work for this boy right here, that I worked hard to get here, you out. I'm going to get somebody else that will. You know, there's always somebody that's going to do what you can't do. If you don't step up to the plate, you cut. So
okay, I gotta go there. The strength right now with Carson Wentz in Indianapolis is that offensive line. Something that he did not have with Philadelphia. And he does have that coach, Will, you know what I mean, that nurtured him, you know, in that almost MVP season that, he got hurt and he didn't get a chance to, really hoist the trophy like, Nick Foles did. But it wasn't for Carson Wentz in that 17. We just talked about that before you came on. With that 17 season, one of the greatest of all time in NFL annals for a team that really wasn't an underdog, but they took on the underdog status. But wait a minute. I got to go there. Well, I know you want to finish. I got to go there. Hey, Cowboy fan. You got an Eagles fan on the line, man. What do you have to say to this man right now, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, Dallas fan? Uh-oh. We waiting.
Silencio.
Wow. Quieted Mr. Bro. Automatic Charismatic. He don't have nothing to say. He done got punked
on
the
y'all
radio.
Y'all that bummy? Y'all that bummy.
I understand what CeeDee Lamb did to them in the last game. I mean, when being 37-17. I understand.
You saying that Dallas is much better than Philadelphia? Is that what you're saying? You say the Dallas Cowboys, as much you can win the NFC East this year with a broke down running back that don't know his name no more?
Yes, I am. I'm saying the Dallas Cowboys win the NFC East. Yes, I am.
Will, continue your pronunciation, Will.
Okay, well, first, before I finish the conversation, I got to punk him. Hey, what's up, Kaz, man? I ain't talked to you in a minute, man. How you living, man? Make sure you call me sometimes when you catch up, man.
You should check
yourselves out. Listen, man, I don't know why you want to be down. Listen, I don't know why you like to be down with a pantyhose team and everybody want to be a part-time homosexual. But it's cool. You know, it's cool like that because, you know, everybody wear pom-poms.
The
cool.
Views of this guy, not the views of
Damn right. There you go. Something like yourself. Good job, coach.
Now, all I'm saying is you got to think
about what you saying.
Your owner took so much money and spent to get all the top-notch people, and y'all still didn't win a chip back in the day? That's kind of retarded. If the Eagles ever had that type of money or that type of establishment where we could have the people that you had, we would still be living today talking about parade. You know what I'm saying? But y'all just
Wait a minute, I got to go there with you, Will. You know Jeffrey Lurie has always been tight rod. And he has the money. He got his mama's money. And his mama dead. So who's stopping him now?
Bro,
you know, look at what they did last year, right? Wait a minute, hold on. Last year you had a chance to get Justin Jefferson. And somehow, some way, you know the Rose man who wears panties every day and wears a tampon. Okay? And he chose Jalen Reagor off a tape. And not performing. Justin Jefferson should have been the MVP of the national championship. And you let him go to Minnesota? Explain that right now, bro.
Yeah.
I want to know that.
Well, it seemed like I want to really get back to the story I was talking about Wentz because y'all going all over the place. But I want to go.
No, we're right on point. No, hell with you. We're on point.
No,
Carson Wentz is gone now. He's not an Eagle. And you're rooting for him.
No,
okay,
listen,
you're right.
No, you ain't understanding what I'm talking about. I was saying something, mm-hmm. and then you changed the whole conversation to go somewhere else and told me.
Go ahead, continue.
I know, but I never got a chance to continue what I said because you stopped what I was saying. But back to the Ezekiel and good old.
I ain't changed nothing. This whole Sports Nation, just say what you got to say. So.
No. You got to understand. Listen, think what I'm saying. If you listen to the show after the show goes back over and listen to it again, I was saying something. Did you stop me? You said, yo, I'm going to talk about something.
No. You still ain't saying what you got to say. Stop saying that and go ahead and say what you got to say. Come on, man. You know you ain't gonna out-battle me, man. Go ahead and say what you gotta say. Go ahead.
I do that. It's not a battle. It's a prostitution. You know what I mean? Everybody can become a prostitute.
No. Listen,
you know
it's a prostitution. It's a prostitution. I'm your pimp, so go ahead and do what you gotta do.
Well, if you're a pimp, you're a pimp with a whole bunch of noodles. You know what I'm saying? You can.
No. If I'm a pimp, you ain't like, listen, I got episodes on your ass, so you like. Continue your conversation.
Damn.
Take that.
I know. You're right. You can't mute me, and I'll probably do another show of my
name. If I was a pimp, I got 172 episodes of your ass on my network. So continue your conversation.
Well,
who's pimping who?
Well, thank God I ain't.
Who's
pimping
who?
Listen, this is a sports show.
This is a sports show. So continue what you said about nut ass wins.
All right. Okay. Now, I chose it, should have did say what I said. You know, it wasn't like I was.
And I said what I said. And guess what? I didn't took you off your train of thought. And this strong in your mind, man. It's a sports show. What the hell are you talking about? About Carson Wentz?
I'm gonna tell you.
No, I know that. Just talk. Say what you gotta say. You funny. Boy, you act like a noodle tonight. Go ahead and talk, bro.
All right, I need some cereal, yeah, everybody, because I need some milk, too. Anybody got Wentz actually, back in when I was thinking about, when I was talking about the chain of thought, I'm going to try to double back on this.
Did you stop and go ahead and talk?
I am talking. I'm talking about the Wentz situation. Wentz,
go ahead and do that. We were waiting for like, that was 10 minutes.
Let me finish.
Hold on, 516-453-9133. Plus one to join the conversation. We got to call us from calling in right now. Go ahead, Will.
All right, Wentz was the person who broke DeSean Jackson's finger. Now, for him to have that much power and throw that hard, I appreciate him. And for him to bring the receivers to his house and learn his family and his, you know, development, how he move and let the people know how they move and probably, you know, show them so much love, I appreciate him. But for him to get punked the way he got punked, I appreciate that because some of the plays he didn't like because he's so educated, but sometimes he overdid it because he has this thing called, pride, where he didn't want to have his stats looking like a nut because the coach gave him the wrong play and he chose to play. And then his, offensive line didn't like what he picked because they like, damn, man, you disrespecting the coach, man. What's wrong with you? So they fall out of line with him. And then sometimes in the background when you go home and you go to the end of the game, then you got to sit by himself and you got people on his side, some people not on his side, then you got more people not on his side, then he might get frustrated. But to see somebody at the end of your year in your career, bring in a third-string quarterback instead of bringing in youth, you can sit there and say, yeah, this boy, you know, because you don't know what Jalen and Wentz had of the conversation. You know, Jalen probably was like, yeah, man, I'm going to take your job. Shoot, I'm a champ. I'm going to show you how I'm a champ. You don't know what kind of conversation they had. You know what I'm saying? This is called nature. I play football. You know, I mean, I play all types of sports. But when it comes down to it, you want to make sure that person that's, you know, might have your job, you want to take that job. You want to know, you want to make sure they understand your presence. That's how we live. It's just like with DJing and emceeing. We punk you. If you get punked, you punked. You know what I'm saying? So back to that, I know Wentz is going to stand up. I know Wentz is going to be like sunshine, and we're going to have to deal with it. He's going to try to
strike
the Eagles.
But what dog in the fight
do
you have for Carson Wentz? You're an Eagles fan right now.
Well, that's what I said 10 minutes ago.
I feel Carson Wentz, but I'm sounding jailing, right, due to the fact that he's a different type of nature. And he's moving so fast and he's doing what he do. They got to adapt to that. The only problem that I'm having with Jalen is he hasn't been hurt yet. He hasn't been hit as many times as Wentz has been. Can he stand up and be stability? No, wait a minute. It's not good. If you see somebody get beat up as hard,
what?
Just look at some of the Eagles games. Wentz really got beat the hell up so bad.
Okay.
Sometimes you might not want to come out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, wait, Jalen, you got questions. We don't have time.
No, because I know you don't have time because you changed the time. I get that. But listen.
I ain't changed nothing, but you're just talking too much. Listen, I got you. Listen. Who's a greater leader? No, this is a hub of Sports Nation is what we do. So get accustomed. Who's a greater leader? Jalen Hurts or Carson Wentz? Or who's a greater leader, Carson Wentz or Nick Foles? Now, we wonder, all the coaches have said about Carson Wentz, right?
Okay.
Hey, coach, right? We talk about this all the time. You know, people didn't follow through with Carson Wentz. And they didn't respect him in the locker room. So how you gonna respect a man on the field?
Okay, check this out. When Carson Wentz was winning, he was throwing them bombs to DeSean Jackson and doing his thing. When he had anybody there, nobody was saying nothing but damn, that boy killed the game. But as soon as he got hurt, And then all the Eagles, it doesn't matter. The whole point was everybody was looking confused, like, yo, that boy really killing the game. He's like, game over. Now, when everybody got hurt, he had to do stuff with a limited crew and still try to stand up. So showing a leadership like that is an improvement. Now, Jalen, he's a leader too because he went to the chip when he was in college. He's still learning. But as well as learning, now he got to deal with a new fellowship with that boy named, what's his name, that came in from Baltimore. He's going to try to step up and say, yo, Jalen, you got to beat me.
No, Joe Flacco, he's a Josh McCown, man. He's finished, man.
It doesn't matter. He said it on the news. He said it's about competition. So he would not want to be under a person if he could beat him out in competition. Everything is about competition. So back to the Cowboys, since we were talking about them earlier and Kazmatic was talking, your Cowboys is going to become part of our nation called fluid. Every time we see them, we won't piss on them. I don't mean to piss on you, but we could piss on everybody else's forehead and let it leak on the eye. That's how it's going to be. Because Eagles is not going to be letting nobody let us go through what we went through last year, especially the fans. We will destroy you before we go through the bull crap we went through last year where we're going to sit and, you know, throw a game like we did. That's not going to happen no more. So Jeff Lurie, he has to step up. Howie, I don't know what he into, but if he don't do it this year, he might be fired next year. 2022 is a beautiful year. My favorite number is 22. My favorite number is 22 because I was born March 22nd. So anybody else that want to step to the Eagles, watch how we knock you the hell out, because if you ain't think the damn Patriots versus Eagles Super Bowl, when we flipped y'all niggas in the air, ain't something. Watch what we going to do this year. We saying something, punk nigga.
All right. Brought to you by Will of God.
Listen, hey, automatic charismatic. Hold on. You know what I mean? A Will of God can go a country mile and come back with water. Now, listen. Now, automatic charismatic, you heard what this man just said about the Dallas Cowboys. You know, if I piss in your head, you give me your eye. What do you have to say about that, bro, or the whole sports nation? You want to let this man to talk crap to you at this time? Uh-oh. He didn't fell out in the spirit again. That means that Will of God then automatic cast. Here he is.
Deal with it.
Automatic cast, man, you ain't there. Listen, we want to thank Automatic Charismatic and Will of God on Huddle Sports Nation. Now, Coach, your opinion right now on what, you know, of course, you know, Automatic was not able to, you know, expound upon what he needs to expound upon for the Dallas Cowboy Nation. Mm-hmm. You heard the Eagle fan. You know what I mean? You know, and like I said, we all go at it all the time. That's what we do on a constant basis here. You know, that's my man. You know what I'm saying? My Melo. You know what I mean? I don't know if he's yellow, but it's okay. Now, this has been a spirited Huddle Sports Nation. Talk to me, Coach. Things is on your mind.
All right. Well, one thing that's on my mind, I want to switch a gear for a hot second and shout out to probably the most underrated best boxer in the games from Philadelphia named Jerron Ennis. His dad is a great trainer, but not a good manager because his former years is being wasted right now because he's not signed with nobody. And I don't know, maybe this is a signing party with PBC, which hopefully he need to go. And I want him to go there. Because right now we should be proud that a black man really runs boxing, and Al Haymon, the ghost, he's the real ghost. Nobody ever sees ghosts for real, but he runs boxing. And the thing that makes him a better businessman than a lot of people is he's given these boxers what they worth or more. But it's up to you to live up to your contract per se. Like, I give you a lot of money.
you got to keep earning your money. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going.
I get
it's
it.
Not a progressive. It's not progressive. Like, he's making these young bulls millionaires overnight, which is, could be a good thing and a bad thing. But, you know, his life is what you make it. If you want your A game, you will continue to eat over here at PBC.
Mm-hmm.
If you, once you start falling off, I gotta distance myself from it.
We talk about a lot of things, right? You know, and it's crazy that you said that. And now we're going to the NBA, and the things going on, you know, in the league, man. And is this thing being built up upon Brooklyn and Los Angeles being part of, you know, this farce of the NBA championship?
Yeah.
Why you say that, man?
Because I knew it. But you just brought it to, you just didn't hold no punches with sports is rigged. And after you said that, a lot of weird stuff just started happening. Like, yeah, he ain't lying. There's some rigging in sports, in all sports. So, the gambling people got to make their money too.
Wow. Did you just say that? Did you just say that on the Huddle Sports Nation?
Listen, gambling people got to make their money too.
Yeah. Wow, man. It was
bad to Michael Jordan for years because Michael Jordan was like, I ain't with it. I don't care if the point spread 13. We blowing them out by 19. Live with it.
And that was his downfall to a certain extent by, you know, the powers that be.
Yes, it was. That wasn't a retirement. That was a league suspension.
Mm-hmm. Humble you. Yeah, I mean, you know, Brooklyn. You know, I hate them. You know, I just going back to like the Golden State, Warriors situation, and how they won and got there. After a while, you know, I went for them when they first played LeBron, and I was happy about that to see Golden State win for the first time since 1975. Wonderful thing. Then after a while, it's like it's all about Golden State. And you saw how they stacked up and won championships. And Durant got his only ring with, you know, the Warriors. Okay, right on. Now you see what's going on with the Lakers and LeBron and all that. You know what I mean? Last year we had a weird year. 2020 was just beyond weird. You know what I mean? Like only dynasty. We're beyond weird and great, right? So that's how the Lakers are. Lakers are only. So now we're looking at the Lakers again, even though there's a lot of teams in the Western Conference that are great. Okay? That Denver team is a team that should be in the championship. And if you look at how I look at sports, it should be Denver and Philadelphia.
It should be. If it is that, Philadelphia going home.
Yep. That's correct. Philadelphia, the 76ers had their first championship since 1983. You know, but we know that it's all about sponsorships. You know, and like the great Nat King Cole said, Coach, is Madison Avenue still afraid of the dark?
Yep, and Madison, they have to. They haven't had nothing coming down their pipe in this league in a long time. They stacking this Brooklyn team just to win.
Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, that 2006 championship from two markets that were not major. It was a great, great, great series. Dallas and Miami. Remember that?
Bro, I'll tell you something.
You know what I mean? Remember that? So it's like it's crazy. You know, how can, you know, the league is still the league. People still love basketball. And sometimes you got to have those, you know, so-called, so Philadelphia is the fifth largest market, and we know that Denver is like maybe 20, 21st or whatever's
well,
going on.
I thought because of the Phoenix decline, we went back up to fourth, but okay.
We need to look that up. The last time I looked, it was fifth, but it's okay.
Okay.
But the fact of the matter is that still Philadelphia is still a strong market and has a strong fan base. And when, you know, the powers that be think of how they want to think and all they want to do, you know what I'm saying, they add Philadelphia when they find it convenient. And you look at, you know, that the we call the the apex of championship stretch. Philadelphia has not had that at all. You know what I mean? It's the same. You know, sometimes they have, you know, they have their chances. Like in 1993, losing to a team that was out of the country. The Philadelphia Phillies was the first team to ever lose to a team that was out of the country.
Egregious.
Crazy. And, you know, Joe Carter and all that. Listen, guys, we see you out there. Just press one. You know, we got a lot of people right now that are out there. Just press one and talk to us, man. Even if you don't know about sports, man, introduce yourself, whatever's going on. Yeah, just come on and press one. You know what I mean? And that's what it's all about. However, let's go to baseball. Coach,
okay.
That Philadelphia Philly team is scary.
I mean, but see, this is the thing with them. They always do this. Is them bats going to stay hot, though?
The pitching is better this year, man. Come on now.
Okay. All right. Okay, so now, okay, that's where I wanted to see if you – I was going to ask you, is the pitching better?
Yes, because remember now, it's not the starting pitching. How did the Philadelphia Phillies have almost a collapse like 1964 last year? Now, think about that for a second.
Right.
The Phillies were number one in the Eastern Division going into August. They came out in September fighting for a wild card spot that they eventually lost in the last game of the season. What is that?
Yeah.
Bullpen. This year, the bullpen, whoever they got out, you know what I mean, out of the AAA and all that, or, you know, free agency, what have you, the Phillies, man, I get a chance to, you know, like I said, I'm a busy man all around. You know, I do a lot of things. And I got a chance to really look at baseball, you know, screen TV, you know, Ultra HD,
right,
all that, you know, to see that you look like I'm looking, I'm at a Citizens Bank Park following the Phillies. And it's a wonderful thing, man, to see the Phillies do their thing on a constant basis now. Your opinion. You know what I mean? Because you got a lot of great teams, but right now, they're talking about the Philadelphia Phillies right now being a major, major contender for that, you know, that wonderful World Series trophy.
Well, you know, they healthy. McCutcheon guy healthy.
Man, Andrew McCutcheon, man, clutch.
I like.
Clutch.
I always liked him, though. I always liked him.
Yes, yes, and that's the key. We got a caller on the line right now. You know what I mean, caller? You're on the line right now with Huddle Sports Nation with this coach, you know, Derek Gibson, as well as Olasky right here on ONE.
I mean, call. How you doing?
Oh yeah, this is Derek Thomas calling from Shreveport, Louisiana.
A new intern. What's going on, Derek?
I'm just checking in with y'all this evening. How's it going?
Man, look, we talk. Now listen, you down in Louisiana, that means you're a Saints fan.
No, I'm not a Saints fan. I'm actually a Dallas Cowboys fan.
I knew it.
Oh, my God. Coach, deal with him. I'm getting off the air.
Know who that here, friend. Know who that here.
So what y'all going
to do? I know he didn't.
What y'all going to do this year? So what do y'all think? What y'all going to do this year, man?
The best we can here with the season that with COVID and the season we're gonna have.
We have
two
people that are involved with, you know what I'm saying, you know, the Dallas Cowboys. I gotta bring back on the Eagles, man, right now. Will of God. Will of God?
Yeah.
Jared Thomas. What's up, man?
Yo, what's up, y'all? I'm sorry I was muted, but listen, I don't care if you had three Dallas fans or maybe five. Listen, I just say the reason why I call Dallas punks, because there's nothing better than playing a punk. You know what I mean? Just think about it. If you was growing up in school, if you was growing up in school, I don't give a you, man, you better wash your panties. But if you was growing up in school, right, and you was able to punk a nigga, they don't give you your lunch money. That's how the Eagles going to do to anybody who steps into our turf or we go to their house. We're like, give me your money.
What, last year you lost 37-17? in your house.
Yo.
Last year,
listen, last year we was straight noodles because we had a French poodle, better no, not a French poodle. We had an owner telling the coach what to do. Now we got a new
coach. You still got that same owner.
We got a new coach. Listen, can I speak, man? We got a new coach. We don't know what the hell he's going to do, and we're going to pray he does it. Now, if he want to be a punk, then he going to be out, and a new coach going to come in for 2022, because no matter what, Philly always going to step in. I don't care. We got
Let's let the Dallas Cowboys fan talk. Go ahead, Jared.
Sounds like excuses to me, Confucius. Don't try and make up excuses for your team's lack of wins last year.
You gotta understand this. Excuses always get abuses. The problem is who's gonna be abused. See, when you look at the Super Bowl, when we pop the Patriots and made a flip in the air, imagine that's old school though.
Can I finish?
Imagine you do that on an everyday basis. Let him talk, Will.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jared.
You cannot finish because you're already finished. Let it go. Your team, they got their ass kicked.
That's all you got to say? Give that energy, friend. All right, so that's all you have to say. So you made me shut the hell up so you can just say that? All right, bet. Imagine we do it on an everyday basis. Every football team we see, we flip y'all. We punk y'all. We play y'all. We end the game and go to the fans and say, yo, you know my name? And they say, yeah, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. And then they do my new
And you only won four games. You only won four games. You guys, listen, Will, I got you, man. You guys traded the 6th pick to go back to the 12th pick because of money issues. Come on, Will. Like, you got your guy, Howie Roseman, right now, has a chance to take Kyle Pitts. Hey, Coach, I'm going to let you talk, you know, after this one, right, to be able to, you know, pronosticate. How do you guys go from the 6th pick to save money and you will get the tight end of the lifetime in Kyle Pitts? I don't know when you came on the show, Will, but Kyle Pitts is like Megatron of this age. And you say, no, we're not going to do that because we got to pay Kyle Pitts. That's a Roseman move, right? And you're going to the 12th pick, and now it's like, you know what I mean, oodles and noodles with pork and beans and hot dogs. Come on, man. I just mix it. Hey, Coach, talk to one of God, man. Yeah. Maybe I don't understand what's going on. Coach, talk to one of God.
What's going on is y'all got the same problem that Dallas got. Y'all have a meddling owner. He thinks he's Jerry Jones because he won his chip now. He thinks he's Jerry Jones. And this is going to happen every time an owner thinks that they're a GM. You'll end up godless. Like, I do believe Dallas Cowboys are going to go and take that pick they got. They're going to go try to get another weapon on offense, which is stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Eagles.
Sorry, Jack.
I'm gonna let him finish. Okay. So and the reason why, and I'm getting on both y'all teams right now. The Eagles is goofy because why? You let that boy sit there who's a game changer. What you do is start handing picks up top if you want to free up some cat space. Or a bag of white sides would be gone.
Wait a minute. The Eagles picked him over DK Metcalf, right?
Yes, that was the meddling owner's pick, too. Ophega Whiteside was Jeffrey Lurie's pick, a meddling owner. See what I'm talking about?
I ain't going to hold you. Keep going. I got something to say, but after he can speak, Jeff can speak, and then I'll say something. You
so
make total sense about the meddling owner.
For y'all to go back to 12, see, what they say is they're going to stop the – they tell the city it's going to be a mulligan year. What they want to do is hang Jalen Hurts out to dry, get him out of here, and stock up next year.
They got the pick.
Let Jalen Hurts go somewhere, and y'all going to let Jalen Hurts go to the right system,
ain't going to be murdering this league. But that boy can play.
Jarek? Jarek?
Yes, sir, I'm listening.
No, 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 no. He's talking about the Dallas Cowboys, man. Talking about your meddling owner that is historically meddling. Jerry Jones. And right now you guys have a chance to get a cornerback by the name of Patrick Surtain. You know what I mean? From, you know, your wonderful state of Louisiana that went to Ohio State, and it's a game changer. And all they got to do is just pick him, and now your defense is set, because now one side of your defense is shut down. Your comments on that?
My comment?
Go ahead, man.
I would say you like this. That's Jerry's team. Jerry gonna do what he choose. We can't tell. Jerry gonna run down there and he gonna tell that ref, hey, you fucking it up. We can't tell Jerry how to run his team. Jerry gonna run his team the way he choose. That's his.
You ready for this? And now we talk about Howie Roseman. Now with Will of God, and I know Will of God got a lot to say.
Okay.
Now you got Howie Roseman. That is your GM. That was one time sitting downstairs in Lincoln Financial Field in an office building that, you know, that's close to you. And then he becomes a genius when he gets, you know, Jay Ajayi and some players like, you know, Kamel, Ruben Hill, and all those players, right? Patrick, you know, Patterson that he traded away. That was a great cornerback for them, who got the interception. Will of God, as you saw your NFC Championship of the 17, and changed the game, he got rid of him. So what the hell is going on with the Eagles, man?
Right. Now, first of all, let me get indignant. Jerry, what part of the city you from, man?
I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Shreveport? Okay, bet. So, exactly, Louisiana. So how the hell, if you believe the Dallas Cowboys is going to win a Super Bowl, are you going to go to Dallas?
He didn't say that. He didn't say that. He didn't say that.
I didn't.
No. He didn't say that.
No.
He's thinking
no,
they're going to win
the
NFC. That's what he said.
I didn't say that.
I know he didn't say
You're
that.
Not listening.
I didn't know he
I
didn't
did.
Say
I never
that.
Said
I know
that.
He didn't. Listen, I know you never said that, but you always think that because you already got a couple of chips in your pocket. My boy, Big Band of Black Man, and my other boy, Cowboy Troy, be in my ear like, yeah, we got so many championships. Y'all ain't
yes,
got that, you know what I mean? You know, I hear that. But I'm just saying,
yeah,
I know you didn't say
rings.
That now, but when y'all,
rings.
When it happens.
No, Jared, you only got five, Jared. You only got five. You ain't got six. You got five.
But when y'all did win, you never went to not one of those damn parades. So you might as well be down with Philly, because at least, well, no, you're not in Philly, so you can't do it.
Oh, my
you
God.
You have to go down
no,
with the people you live at. But
what?
Back to Howie Roseman,
oh my God.
I'm looking at this
exactly.
guy right now. Howie, for him to do that now, for him to do what he did, he has not only my boy Angelo and Howard Eskin, because both of them, I started off with Howard Eskin and Ike Reese, then I, you know, moved over with Richie and whatever, and I'm with Angelo
right.
now. Let's go with Howard. And if y'all listen to me, I'll be on Mondays and Fridays with 94.1 FM WIP. Will of God.
Right.
That's me.
Right.
But what I'm trying to tell you is how he got something, because he cannot look like a nut. So he might trade those picks
what?
To get somebody exclusive, a veteran, maybe possibly. Now, I'm just saying this out the water, because I might talk about it on Monday if Angelo pulls me in to talk about that. I don't know what he's going to do tomorrow.
Okay.
He's going to fall in line like I always do. But I'm just thinking, why would he do something like that unless he's like, everybody's trying to give him guidance right now. They're trying to say, yo, Howie, man, you messing up so bad, man. Like, this is your last chance, man. If you don't get yourself together, they're not even going to kick you out. The city going to force you out. So for him to do all that, do you know what happens when people are never winning a chip like Charles Barkley? You know, he can't stand hearing Shaq say, I got a damn championship, or you never got one, you retired. There's a lot of veterans that's on that same path. And since Philadelphia, since we made ourselves look like a fool on national TV, we're going to be on TV wherever we go. So why not come and be a veteran, come to a team, show everybody what you are so you can get lower paid money and then get bigger money because you showed that you're better than what you was when you was at the team you was at. Feel me? Oh, my.
Okay, I feel you. Now listen, you know, Will God, you know, brought up a good point, Jarek and Coach. Now, with the Carson Wentz trade, let's talk intelligent here. When Carson Wentz went to Indianapolis, it's a guaranteed first-round draft pick for the Philadelphia Eagles. If he plays 70% of his games, that's number one, right? Then they have their own first-round draft pick, okay, you know, next year, okay? So that's two.
I'm listening.
Do you know the Philadelphia Eagles right now have the opportunity, Coach Gibson, to have three first-round draft picks? So now it's like, bang, you know, with the situation with the sixth pick going to the 12th. That's why, you know what I mean, I'm a genius. You know, I wanted to bring that fervor into this game tonight as Hello Sports Nation. Thank you, Will. Because I always have a, you know, I'll play chess. Now, the Eagles have three first-round draft picks, Coach Gibson, next year. Now, what
right.
Coach Gibson said, Will of God, is they're going to let the poor boy think. Or will they let him – listen, it's all in the hands, Will of God, of Jalen Hurts. If he has one of the seasons of the ages, imagine they keep the quarterback and three picks next year. Now, Jarek, I got to go there with you right now, right? And I'm going to let Coach talk. The Eagles really hold the chess piece, if only if they really stay with Jalen Hurts, Will of God. If they stay with him and he has an outstanding year, so whether if they just miss the playoffs or get into the wild card, it's a problem. Now, Coach, and then Jarek, talk to me. Hello, Sports Nation. Holla at your boy.
Like I said, yeah. Now, here's the thing that I think about the whole situation is I see what may happen. If this is like, mm-hmm. let's just give it a take. If Jalen Hurts has a season, a little bit like a Deshaun Watson season, the Eagles win all the way around the board.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to explain to
God. They may not win. But if they're in every game and he looks good, and you can say, well, they don't got no defense. Oh, they don't got no linebackers. They really ain't got too much going on. But this kid right here is a stud. Eagles win. But the way the Eagles are set up, I just don't see it. I see them stinking, and I see them stinking.
Jarek,
what do you have to say to that,
man? Jarek, what do you have to say to this, Jarek? You're a Cowboy fan, man. Step up.
I'm going to speak to what he said. That's what he just basically said is basically showing the amount of faith he has in his team. I don't care.
No. That's not his team. No, Jared. He's a Rams fan. He's just pronosticating right now as a coach that he is on this wonderful network. Yeah,
okay.
He's a Rams fan.
Mm-hmm. Got it. I'm going to say this. Win or lose, I still go with my team. I don't get into the logistics of things. I'm down hard all day Cowboys, no matter who they trade in, no matter who they let go. I'm Dallas.
And that's how you're supposed to be. That's it. Now, Will of God from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You know what I mean? A man that has meant so much to, you know, the crowd here in Philadelphia, who's brought his heart and soul to whatever he does and chants and all that and his big mouth. Brother God, what you have to say tonight?
Well, I'm just saying, man, that's just the beginning. If y'all thought the chance that I gave to these people in this world was something then, wait until you hear the stuff I'm about to do now. Go onto my YouTube and pull up Spontaneous TV by either Will of God or DJ DJ Space Chill 322, or just put them together and watch what I do. I got 400 more videos I'm about to drop. Some of them went viral because they put me on World Star. A lot of people don't know that I am the king, that I am a legend, but I don't try to prove myself to nobody because I want to find out who people really are when they look at me like I'm a freaking donut. You know what I'm saying?
You're not. You ain't no donut.
You always be the thoroughbred. I'm just doing this. I'm doing this not only the world. I'm doing it the WIP too, because they don't know who the hell I am, and a lot of other people don't know. I'm just going to do it. I just have to, because if I make it, everybody have my phone that I put on the Squad 9. They made it. Now if you make me change your name from Squad 9 to Squad 8, that means you hate. You ain't gonna make it. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the coach. He's a hater. He's the biggest hater. Will God, I'm telling you right now that Coach Derek Gibson is the biggest hater in the history of the world.
No, he's not. No, a hater is a person that wanted to demoralize
my life.
They want to tear me out the frame. Now, the coach, he's cool because he has his knowledge of his
life.
Oh,
my God. He don't know, Coach.
I appreciate that. You know what I mean? I appreciate that. So he always going to be cool with me. But I'm just talking about somebody who want to just, you know, a hater is a person who will lie on you and try to play you and punk you and never respect you. And then when they get caught lying, they still don't want to say nothing right. That's the one you want to just pee on their forehead and then let it fall down on the eyeball. You
got to
have the yellow pee. You got to have the yellow pee, not the clear pee. That pee is that diluted.
Listen, Will, you have not heard none of these shows. Huddle Sports Nation, you a newcomer. This man here is a hater beyond hate. And, Coach, I'm going to call you out right now. You know, Will of God, if you heard these shows, man. You know, now, talk to Will of God right now, Derek Gibson. You know, you going to be transparent? You know, in front of the Cowboy fan and the Eagles fan? What you have said out your mouth has been egregious upon my life.
Because the facts, the owners is going to mess their things up and they're not never going nowhere. What's wrong with that? The truth.
What
is the first thing you heard Will I.M. talking about? Remember that Philly? I told you it's coming. This is what the Eagles going to live on for the next 15 years. Remember that Philly play?
That's some good stuff right there. That's some good stuff. You said the Philly. But guess what, man? Due to the fact that we did a Philly, we could always make a commercial for the next 15 years. Now, how about that? You were just going to be like a St. Louis. No, I'm sorry. You're a Ram. You wanted to always get Ram. You have to get Ram. So, you know, just don't bend over when you get Ram. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes the horn might hurt. Don't get it twisted.
Listen, and we want to thank Will of God on this line tonight. We want to thank Jerick Thomas, the Cowboy fan, on this line tonight. Coach, you know, we didn't get a chance to go into hockey. You know what I mean? This show is really retarded. And that's what it's all, you know, the Huddle Sports Nation is love. And again, you know, Will of God, me and Will of God always go at it. You know, that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? If you don't have thick skin on this network, you don't need to be here. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. We're always going to go at each other, but we love each other. We need each other. We hugging each other. So mind your business. Jerick Thomas, thank you for coming on this radio tonight, being part of what Huddle Sports Nation
thank
is about
you,
as an intern. And what more can we say tonight, you know, that we haven't already been said? Listen, tomorrow night on these stations, we have the wonderful Chinchilla Jonesia and News Forum, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these only stations over at Beverly Nation. And, of course, Damon Networks is advertising to ONE, which is on the Deli and Gozi Enterprise, and reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozi Primetime 1 at Damon.com. We're in Gozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Gozi at Pinterest, Google Plus. Ola Deli Millennium Gozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Huddle Sports Nation, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight, olaydaylay. That goes with mine, gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewi. Gozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Listen, guys, root for me and Sister Bessie as a host in Shriney, and hopefully me as a producer in Shriney to the International and the Radio Hall of Fame, okay? I'll know in June. She'll know in, you know, October. And let's support each other because only Dynasty is fantastic. Hey, knuckleheads, huddle up.
All right, great show tonight. Thanks for my call in. Like I said, I was on the fence, but I'm just gonna be a realist. I'm watching football. I don't care. I just got to deal with that. That's between me and you know, my situation. Like I said, I'm looking forward to football, and I'm really looking forward to see how this basketball thing turns out. And if it goes to Brooklyn and the Lakers, I'm gonna be sick. And then I know sports is really I really don't like the Brooklyn Nets already for their antics, but we'll see how this thing turns out. And for all y'all want to see an upcomer tonight, it's my young boy, Jerron Ennis. Peace. I'm out.